This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get back to these busy Yank and Met calls, and we've got, what do we got coming up here? A little Ballface Live, Ballface Truth at 11:40, some Knicks at 12:40, Ian Begley. Is it really going to be Mike Brown? And is there a big trade coming, or is it just a little tweak here with some, they just got the Sixers, one of the Sixers bigs, they just made a move for him. I think it's a two-year deal, Jordan Clarkson. So, I mean, there's only so much money they have. If they're going to make a big move, they're going to have to ship out some players that, you know, have been a big piece of the puzzle for, you know, the last couple of years, or if it's Bridges last year. Otherwise, they have no free agent money. So we'll get with Eggly. We'll get with him coming up in a bit. Let's get Joe in the Bronx. What up, Joe?
Hey, BT. How you doing?
Good.
It was great meeting you, actually, a couple of weeks ago at Fanatics Fest. Appreciate it.
Had a good time, man. It was fun. Definitely fun, Joe.
Yes. Yes. So here's my issue. So with Volpe, there was one game, I don't know if it was against Cincinnati. He had like a 3-for-4 game.
Yeah, the first was like a swing and bunt down the third baseline, and then he had two others. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. But then the next day they sit him.
Yeah, I know. It was scheduled rest. You know, I hear you.
You know, to hell with scheduled rest. If the guy's slumping and he has a decent game, you know, let him play, you know, and then he gets cold again. I don't know how they, you know, the way they're doing this with these rest days, I think it's just messing with these players. I don't know.
Well, that's not the reason Anthony Volpe's having a rough year. I mean, I think that, now I do agree. I would like to see them, all right, listen, he's been scuffling a bit here. Let's run him back out there and see if we can turn this into a good week, which might become a good month. But I just think that there's a lot of mechanical issues with Anthony's swing. And I think any hot streak is going to be, until he tightens a few things up, unfortunately followed by a stretch where we're like, man, I thought this was it. I thought he was coming out of it, or I thought he took the next step. He's got to change some things with his swing. Let me get John in Brooklyn, BT and Sal on the Fan. John.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking the call.
All right, John, you got it.
I wanted to talk about lineup because you made some good points. Like, I want to give you my lineup, at least the first six, what matters, and I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Domingo, Billy, Judge, Stanton, Jazz, Goldie. And I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Dominguez is a stat guy. Like, I love looking at numbers. And even though numbers, I know we all know the analytics department loves this, you got to keep the lineup the way it is and let these guys just get used to seeing how pitchers pitch after they face certain guys in certain situations. You switch them up every time. These guys can never get locked in and get used to it. So Dominguez, this season, he only had two games as a leadoff, but he did very well, 3-for-7. And then as a leadoff hitter in any particular inning, it's his best average for any other position that he plays in that lineup.
Okay.
Belly actually happens to hit lefties at a 370 clip.
Very well.
And righties at like 240.
Yep.
But he also 340 when he's hitting ahead of Judge and 240 when he's hitting behind Judge. And he hits, for average, and he doesn't strike out.
Okay.
Judge always hit. You know that.
Yep.
Stanton actually hits righties better than lefties, and he's an intimidating guy. Like, pitchers don't want to have a guy on and then walk Judge and then have to mess with a guy that's going to hit a laser. Mm-hmm. You know, Jazz hit both righties and lefties about exactly the same, about 240, and Goldie crushes lefties.
Yep.
So that first six right there will handcuff every manager. You can't bring in a lefty to crush Dominguez over to the right side, because then Belly's going to smoke that lefty. Judge is going to smoke that lefty. Stanton's going to smoke that lefty. Jazz will hit about the same against both. Goldie will smoke that lefty. So that lefty's getting smoked.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to mix and match. When you go righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, you're going to create this like tight wavelength peak and valley where they're just going to get this lefty out and then walk Judge and then get that lefty out and then they're out of the inning. You know, you got to keep Judge at third in the lineup, and you got to have guys ahead of him that can get on base. And I'm telling you, like, Boone has to just take charge and set this lineup, keep it the way it is, let these guys get locked in, let Belly know how he's going to get pitched when Dominguez walks or hits or gets struck out. Stanton is the one that's the most used to hitting behind Judge, so he knows how pitchers like to pitch him when they know that they just walk Judge. And Stanton is kind of a guess hitter like that. He goes up there with a plan, knowing what pitchers are going to try to do to him. And when Stanton gets hot and his eye gets wide, I mean, Jesus, like, this guy is one of the scariest hitters in that lineup. So I like the idea of, like, you know, the possibility of Dominguez and Belly could be lefty, then Judge, Stanton, righty, and you handcuff these pitchers, and these guys, let them get set in that lineup, and they are going to get used to it. They're going to get used to the way the pitchers want to handle it, and that's how you can do it. You can't keep shuffling this lineup. You got to
Jonathan, let me tell you something, man. This was a phenomenal call. Honestly, I think it was really well done. Nice job. Don't agree with every single component, but that's why I gave you the space to explain yourself there. I mean, that was well done, and it was on the money with a lot of things here. I mean, just to reiterate, brief thumbnail here, right? Because there was a lot there. He wants Dominguez 1, Belly 2, Judge 3, Stanton 4, Jazz 5, Goldie 6. And if that was the case, you would have switch hitter, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, righty. I'll take it a step further. One of the reasons why I would like Jazz in front of Goldschmidt, obviously, you know, if Goldie rips one in the gap, Jazz scores from first base easily. Although Goldschmidt's a very good base runner as well. But you get that added speed there. I just don't, I kind of just keeps coming back to Stanton as the protection for Judge. And my fundamental pushback, which is what I started the show with, I got to get Judge out of the three hole here. I just don't think that's the only thing I really push back on. Everything else is well laid out, backed up with stats, backed up with common sense and intelligence. That's a good baseball call. But I just can't have Stanton behind Judge at this point. I can't have it. Who's got a higher ceiling to be hot, not for a week, but, you know, for a month, or really for the rest of the season? It's Bellinger. You know, hits lefties, hits right, you know, hits lefties better. Runs, good two-strike approach. I like it, but the other stuff that you said was good. Al's in Howard Beach, BT and Sal. Al, what do you got, man? What's happening?
How are you, BT?
I'm good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good.
I got to say, BT, we come from a kind of a same place. We had a few exchanges on Instagram. Both played in the Catholic League. Both love to coach young players. So we come from a similar place. And I think you absolutely nailed it a couple of weeks ago when you said the thing with Volpe is he's just not as good as we had hoped he would be. But it doesn't mean that he's not going to be a decent player or a winning player.
Yep, I definitely agree with that last part. I think a lot of people can get on board with the first statement because, you know, we're thinking, you know, 7-8-time All-Star, first-round pick. I don't see that. So, but I think most people agree with that. But I think the second part is where you get, you know, fewer people staying on the train, which I am. I believe it is IQ, and I believe it is character, and I believe it is work ethic. So the foundation to contribute to me is undeniable, even though the ceiling's not as high as I thought it was.
Yes, and BT, if we take it back just 2 weeks to the game, June 13th in Boston versus Gavin Crochet,
yep.
He has two hits. His batting average that night was .249 with a .790 OPS. Now he went into a little funk. The thing about being a good player or is limiting the slumps. And I think that he's made a little bit of a correction. I do see differences in him in the last couple of games. It looks like he is more determined to stay inside the ball. He smoked that ball last night into right center.
Yeah, he did. That was a good swing.
If he continues to do that, take the fastball to right center,
yep.
And something with spin, pull that like he did earlier in the game when he had the double,
mm-hmm.
He'll be a far more productive player. It's just when he gets pull happy, he stubs his toe. But he's there. He's going to be our guy.
I hope so. And by the way, Al, you started the call with saying we have a lot in common. Hopefully we have this in common. You a big Lenny's fan? You go to Lenny's, get some Scungilli or what?
Yeah, we go to Lenny's. Of course we do.
God,
yeah.
I have not been there in too long. I used to go there all the time. I love Lenny's.
Ask for Joe. You get your free glass of wine.
They're still doing that?
He should have done. He's all over socials doing that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, Lenny's Clam Bar. God, it's so good. My goodness. I mean, I remember going there when I was from time. I was probably about 7 or so. Not that often because it wasn't, you know, traffic on a weekend, Bell Parkway, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't too far from where I grew up. And I remember the first thing I loved, number one, I've always been a seafood guy. I love it. But they also had pictures of celebrities. And I remember they had a lot of pictures of old wrestlers. Andre the Giant went there, Hulk Hogan. I'm like, this is great. And I get Scungilli, and I get some Golombod. Oh, we're golden, Dove. What do you know about Lenny's? Nothing. Shakes his head. All right, let me get Mike in Brooklyn. Mike, BT, and Sal, how you doing today?
What's going on, BT? How's everything today?
Everything's good. How you doing?
Listen, here's the issue with the Yankees and the fans. The problem is you have Volpe, who had all this hype, the Jersey kid, playing shortstop. You know, right away, like I told you a couple of weeks ago, they compare him to Derek Jeter. And I said to you and Sal, I said, I would like him to be Roy Smalley, and I'd be happy. But it's not happening, because in the major leagues right now, you got six shortstops who were all drafted within the 3-year span.
Yeah.
You got Ellie De La Cruz. You got Gunnar Henderson. You got Bobby Witt. You got Nato. You got Tovar from Colorado.
Yep.
And now you got this kid, Jacob Wilson, who doesn't know how to strike out.
I know.
He puts the bat on the ball. It's insane that the guy's got over 200 and I think 50 at-bats, and he's got like 20 strikeouts. That's unbelievable.
I think he's got 26 at this point. Yeah, he never strikes out.
So now you're doing this. Now you got Volpe's in his third year. I think next year he becomes arbitration eligible. I think that's about right. So the Yankees are not going to give him any money. They're going to make him earn it.
Yep.
And you know what's going to happen is, with all the Yankee PR and Twitter, every time George Lombard does something, you see it somewhere.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Mm. So now you got Lombard. And like you said, he's a Jersey kid. You think his friends and family ain't texting him? Man, they're talking about Lombard. Lombard's doing this. Lombard's doing that. And wait, 2 years from now, if Lombard ain't making it, they got the other guy, Roderick Arias. They'll be talking about him.
Yeah.
And it's this cycle. All of a sudden now, the way we were throwing rose petals at Volpe, like he was the next coming of Jeter, it's going to happen with Lombard. And that's the issue. Like, you would love to see a guy like Volpe. First of all, he's a tiny dude. He's 5'10 at best.
Yeah, but he's pretty thick.
Yeah, he's thick, but you know what? How about this? Bat to ball. Instead of jacking and looking to pull everything,
yeah.
He had one good at bat last night. I agree with you. One good at bat last night. But come on, the mental errors, you're supposed to be a shortstop. And maybe if Lombard is half the player he is, and they put Lombard at shortstop,
yep,
and put him at second,
I said
it
that.
Could be less pressure. And his hitting, he just might hit.
I said that.
But this whole thing, we're going in circles with him.
They're not
going to sit him, because who are you going to put there? Peraza? Peraza defensively pulls him out of the water.
Can't hit.
You can't make that argument. I don't want to hear it from anybody. Peraza puts him away.
I agree.
But he couldn't hit water if he fell out of the boat.
He's an awful hitter. He's terrible. Peraza's a hitter. Good call. Yeah, I mean, listen, you talk about Jeremy Pena. You didn't mention him. World Series hero. He's got an OPS about 890. Eddie De La Cruz, you mentioned him. Jacob Wilson. C.J. Abrams, somebody else that you didn't mention from the Nats. Obviously, Bobby Witt's doing his thing. Nato from L.A. Trey Turner leads baseball in hits. Gunnar Henderson. You know, Lindor's got a 775 OPS. Perdomo from Arizona. You know, he's got some home runs. He's got some steals. You know, I got to see Josh Smith play a little bit more from Texas. J.P. Crawford, Bichette. I mean, Volpe's got, of the shortstops here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15th highest OPS, you know? And be okay with that if the steals were where they were when he first came up. And a lot of these young players are running, but Volpe's not running as much. I mean, De La Cruz got 20-plus steals, right? I mean, Bobby Witt's got 21. Trey Turner's got 20. Lindor, Perdomo, you know, both approaching 15. You know, Lindor's been at 9. Volpe's been on 9. So it's all interconnected. If you can't run if you're not on base. And it just feels like he's going in circles right now. It feels as different or as frustrating as it's ever felt for, you know, me watching him and rooting for him and still believing in him to an extent. You know, not, you know, I've had to lower the roof. I've told you that, or the ceiling. But, like, you know, when you're in year two, even if, all right, somebody said, wow, was he really the Gold Glove winner? I don't know, but he won it as a rookie. That's all I know. And he did some good things on the bases, had some pop. So even during his down points in year two, I could sit here and, as I did, say, I still think he's going to be. Now, I remember saying to Sal a while ago, like, I don't think he's going to be the star like that, like a superstar. I came up pretty early, but I thought there was a lot more. And it was easy to justify the struggles because it was year two and there was some good evidence in year one. Well, now it's year three. The evidence from year one has not been built upon. And the evidence from year two has also not been built upon. And that's frustrating. 888-808-1019. BT and Sound on the Fan coming up next. Got a little Boldface Live, Boldface Truth on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.